Don't just say, I want to make $1,500, but have no plan on how to actually get there. Put some stuff in place so that you know, if I sell these things, I will hit my goal.
So the question is this: how are photographers like you, who are tired of giving away all of their hard work at rock bottom prices, who long to stand out in markets that are getting more and more crowded by the day, and who want to run businesses that serve them, their clients, and their families, how can those photographers pull all this off without sacrificing their family time, their client base, and their integrity? Well, if that's the question, then this podcast has the answers. My name is Chris Scott, and this is the Printmaker Podcast. Hey, what's up? I'm about to head out of town with the family this week, so we're not going to do the last section of that refocus series today. We're going to go ahead and do that next week, but I did have a quick tip for you for this week. And what I want to talk about is, you know, this idea that, like, when we talk about our sales averages, everybody always talks about the amount. Well, I want to give you a really, really quick exercise that you can do to get yourself in a position to actually hit that sales goal. All right. So let's say that your average sale is $800 right now, and you would like to get it to $1,200 or $1,500. Really, the number doesn't matter. If it's $100 and you want to get it to $200, you can still use this exercise. What I want you to do is go through and say, okay, if I want my average sale to be $1,500, let's make that real then. What combination of products does somebody have to buy to hit that sale, right? What combination of products do I offer that would get me to a $1,500 sale? Now, what I want you to do this week is go through all of your products and come up with, not necessarily packages, but some suggestions, some, like, most people buy this, right? That kind of thing. Most people get a coffee table book, one canvas, and you know, maybe two small tabletop framed prints or something like that. Maybe that's what gets you to your average sale. But basically the point here, though, is that I want you to actually make this tangible. Don't just say, I want to make $1,500, but have no plan on how to actually get there. Put some stuff in place so that you know, if I sell these things, I will hit my goal. All right, that is it for you for this week. I want you to actually go do it. In fact, even better, if you can jump into, the Facebook group IPS Redefined has now been renamed to Print Sales for Pro Photographers, because we want to kind of address all the different ways that you can put prints in clients' hands, not just in-person sales, because I think that things like virtual sales are becoming more and more popular, and I think more and more profitable. So we wanted to reflect that in the name, so it's now Print Sales for Pro Photographers. So if you go into that Facebook group, I will start a thread where we can discuss this episode, and I want to see what your combination of products is, all right? So if you're listening to this right now, jump into that Facebook group. Again, it's Print Sales for Pro Photographers, and give us your, you know, your target average, and then tell us the products that you're going to sell to hit that average. All right. Thanks so much. And until next week, make it work, then make it better. Hey, thanks so much for listening to the Printmaker Podcast. I hope this episode has helped you out. Now, if you would like to return the favor and help us out, the best thing that you can do for us is to head over to iTunes and leave an honest rating and review. That does a ton to help us spread the word about the Printmaker Podcast. Thanks, and I will see you in the next episode.